You can choose any NFL all-time great to be your teammate on this current team. What NFL all-time great are you choosing?
Favorite NFL player of all time is Lawrence Taylor. So I choose him.
You're the third person that's brought him into the equation. First offensive player to do so. Why LT? I mean, it's an obvious question, but your words, why LT?
Just his mentality, man. His approach to the game is so intense. Just, you know, the hands down, you know, the best to do it, you know, for, you know, a long time, you know. And for me personally, I like him because he raised the expectations and the salary for left tackles.
On top of that, Kareem also chose him. And Kareem said, in addition to all the stuff on the field, in the locker room, he's going to make people laugh. He's also going to scare the hell out of people.
Yeah. His personality was awesome. And I think, you know, in a locker room, you have to have different personalities to create a great locker room. And, you know, his was it was questionable at times, I think. And but I think his teammates loved him, you know, and never a dull moment. So that'd be great to have.
Okay, training camp. What is the main thing you're trying to accomplish this training camp?
To get out there. It's my main thing. You know, it's been a grind, you know, and I'm very, very grateful for, you know, where I am right now in my process, you know, and it would be great to get out there in training camp with my guys to get ready for the season.
I was going to say, you look good. How far away are you?
It's hard to say right now. You know, I'm still looking at just being out there for week one. You know, but as things go on, you know, we'll see if I get there earlier. So I'm very optimistic about it, though.
Now, in general, what's the main thing you try to accomplish when you play in a preseason game?
To get any rust off, you know, going, and you know, it's always fun because you go against each other so much in training camp, and you know, to go out there in a stadium environment, going against someone you're not as familiar with, you know, it just triggers different things in you mentally. You know, that you have to, you know, prepare for, you know, and just things that kind of go away as the off season comes about. So you just have to knock the rust off and just, you know, get your feet wet.
How do you deal with pressure in a game situation? What do you do to handle pressure?
Take a deep breath, you know. I've been doing this for a long time now, so I kind of embrace pressure. I embrace those crucial moments. Take a deep breath and just kind of seize it.
What's your favorite primetime memory as a Houston Texan?
We had a lot of great games that we came up on losing end up. So I'm trying to remember.
But you
one.
Also had Cincinnati last year. You had Chicago in 12.
There we go. Yeah. Cincinnati last year was probably the best one, you know, considering where we were in the standings, where they were undefeated. They were undefeated, right, going to that game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, undefeated going to that game. And, you know, a lot of people didn't give us a shot to go in there and win, you know, and to come out of there with a win, you know, in prime time was big for us.
How loud does this place get when it's at its loudest, and what's it like?
It's one of the loudest that I've been a part of. It gives you goosebumps, you know, when you hear how loud it can get here. I can only imagine what it's like as an opposing team. It's a very electric environment, you know, and I'm excited, you know, to experience it this year.
How excited for Mexico are you?
I'm excited, you know, I don't quite know what to expect, you know, but it'll be something different. You know, I've been playing, this is my ninth year, you know, and I've never played out of the country. So to go somewhere else and play, you know, in an environment where fans don't really have football at all, you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot of excitement and a great atmosphere for us there. And, you know, our Hispanic fan base is insane, you know, so I know there'll be a lot of support there for us. And just looking forward to it, looking forward to winning more than anything.
No doubt. You get to speak your Spanish too, right?
Un poquito español.
Did you take any in college, or was it all high school?
Took it in high school.
High school, yeah.
Yeah, that's so long ago.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it. So
yeah,
nothing wrong with that. Dwayne, thanks for the time, buddy.